Robbie Buck joins us now. You can hear him every day here on RN, of course, at 3 o'clock with plenty of music. But every Monday morning, he pops in here with a new feature album of the week. And this week, it's a collection of songs that delves into the stories of Tasmania's convict past. Robbie.
Indeed it is.
Is it folk music?
Well, it is. It's folk-inspired, undoubtedly. Certainly not the first Australian project to look back into our convict past, but it's a great collection of pretty well-known Australian musicians who have come together for this project. It was inspired by Mona and performed for the first time as part of the Mona Midwinter Festival a month or so ago.
Dark Mona.
They're the mofo. And it brings together some great musos. Tim Rogers from UMI is involved in this. Ben Salter from the Gin Club in Brisbane. But it's held together by Mick Thomas, whom many people would know from Weddings, Parties, Anything. And in fact, his old band is back together doing a lot of the music for this too. The source is the incredible amount of records that have been kept on Tasmania's convict past, which have been recognised by UNESCO, I believe, something close to 70,000 records. And so it's the characters that have bubbled through from all these records and some of the stories that have been kept that you can get a handle on from those records that form the basis of this album. Different people have approached it in different ways, but the thread is the people, the characters, but also that sense of how tough it must have been to have been a convict in Tasmania in those times. I mean, impossible for us to really get a sense of. But it's not without hope too. It's not a dark and somber response to it all. Thomas is really, I guess, the driving force behind it, and indeed the song that we're going to listen to features Mick on the vocals. It's a pretty fun song in some ways, this one. It's about a family from Western Tasmania that many people would have called the Doherty's, but you don't call them the Doherty's, you call them the Doggerty's. This song is called It's Doggerty.
King of the Jews bought his wife a pair of shoes. When the shoes began to wear, Akimo began to swear. When the swear began to stop, Akimo, he bought the shop. When the shop began to sell, Akimo, he went to hell. Akimo in Hobart Town, like a king without his crown, sells tobacco by the pound. Watch him hold the scales right down. He escaped. King of the Jews bought his wife a pair of shoes. When the shoes began to wear, Akimo began to swear. When the swear began to stop, Akimo he bought the shop. When the shop began to sail, Akimo he went to hell.
Well, Robbie Buck, I have to say that sounds a bit like a Tasmanian convict of the past, but it doesn't sound like Mick Thomas.
It's not actually Mick Thomas. My fault, sorry. That one is written by Mick Thomas. It's not the song that I thought we were throwing to.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. That was actually Tim Rogers that you may recognise singing on that one. Written by Mick Thomas, but about another character. It wasn't about the Doggerty family. That's the track beforehand on this CD.
We'll get to the Doggerty's.
We'll get to the Doggerty's, I can assure you. That's about a character called Ikey Moe, as you probably would have guessed, from the compilation album. It's a double CD, Vandemonian Lags. It's in some ways a companion piece to the live performance, but also a film that's being developed out of that project as well.
Sounds like a great project. A lot of great things coming out of Mona, aren't there?
Yeah, fantastic.
Really, it just seems to be this seeding ground for so many good things.
It's really exciting. Yeah.
Robbie Buck, thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
And tune in to RN 3 o'clock every weekday, and Robbie Buck will be along there with some more music for you.